Jesus is bringing us to a higher level of obedience. A higher level of obedience because he's coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle, a pure bride without sin. And many don't understand that sin is something we shouldn't be doing anymore. Jesus living on the inside of you has cleansed you of your sin. But without the understanding, without knowing that sin is not okay, many are sinning and thinking it's okay. It's okay. And they're good to go and they're ready to move in with Jesus. But Jesus is saying, if you're going to move in with me, then you need to get rid of that sin. That sin is a god before him. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, whatever you think is okay, you're putting that in front of him and you're betraying him. And you can't move in with him if you have something else that you're clinging to. And when we disobey him, it's because we want something more than him. When we know what to do and we don't do it, it's sin. Whether it's something personal that he's spoken to you or something in the word, if you ignore him, if you don't do it, then you are rejecting him. And there's no place for you in heaven. You won't be moving in. You're faking it. You're faking it because if you love Jesus, then you're going to receive that sin that he pardoned your son. And now you move on to that new level of living with him, abiding in him, asking what you will and it'll be done because you're on the same page with him. Not only will you not enter into the kingdom of heaven if you sin, if you won't let go of that sin, but you won't be able to be that witness for him here. You need to be that witness for him here. You need to be without spot or wrinkle, without sin. You need to deny it. You need to refuse it. If you want Jesus, you have to pick one or the other. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. The enemy, of course, is taunting you to sin. He's the one telling you it's okay. And when you like the better answer and you go with it, he's your God and he's not going to flee. If you're toying with sin, you're toying with the enemy. And he's going to be constantly right there. You're not going to be able to get rid of him. But if you resist him, he's going to flee. He wants nothing to do with someone who's on fire for God. Because when you're on fire for God, you have authority over him. And you know that. Otherwise, he's dictating to you and he's going to hang around and keep on dictating to you. But when you take that authority over him is when you are sinless, when you refuse to sin, when you treat it like the plague that it is. Then you will cast out demons, lay hands on the sick. Then you will speak to mountains and they will move. Many people are begging Jesus to do something. And we're begging him because we have sin in our life and what we're asking isn't happening. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will and it will be done for you as you representing my Father. He spoke to the fig tree. He said, no one will ever eat fruit from you again because it was dead. It was dead. And if we're dead, we're cursed. If we don't have fruit, if we don't have his will in our life, if we're not walking in his will, then we're dead and we're going to be cast into the fire. It's your choice. But he's giving us the understanding that there is no sin allowed in his kingdom. The reason the enemy is fighting you so hard to have a vice, to ignore God, to give into your flesh, is because he knows when you resist him, when you resist the wantonness of your flesh, that you will have his power in your life. Without resisting him, when you try to call those things to be not as though they were, nothing's going to happen. In fact, you may hear the enemy say to you, I don't have to listen to you, you listen to me. I have you trapped. You're sinning day and night. I'm your God. You can't tell me what to do. But when you get rid of that sin, you have power over him. You have power over him, and you're going to go around casting out demons, laying hands on the sick. You're going to be doing the will of the Father. You're going to be preparing the way for him. You're going to be his bride without spot or wrinkle. He's not coming for you as you are. He's coming for you when you are his bride without spot or wrinkle. And so we got to get our act cleaned up. We have to submit to him. Stop ignoring him. Stop giving into your flesh. I've done it myself. I heard him speak things to me and I ignored it because I wanted my flesh to have its way. I wanted my way. I wanted to do it. I didn't think it was a big deal, obviously. Not thinking it out, but just that's the way I acted until he showed me different. It's a serious, vital thing. It's betrayal when you ignore him. And if we keep ignoring him, which many are, then you're not going to have any place with him. You're going to be that person. You said, what are you doing here? How did you get in here? How did you fake your way in here? And that's what many Christians are doing. They're faking it. They're saying, I love Jesus. I'm ready for heaven. Yet they are sinning day after day, time after time. And many think it's okay. Jesus paid it all. He did it for me so I can keep sinning. Many believe that lie. And the reason you're believing the lie of the enemy is because you're ignoring what Jesus said. He meant what he said. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. Those who are sinless, blameless, sinless. The enemy has power in your life when you sin, when you give in to the sin, when you do what you know you're not supposed to do anyway. And so you're thinking, I did this in your name, I did that in your name. He's going to say, no, I didn't know you. You betrayed me. You chose that over me. What is sin? Sin is completely ignoring what he said. Giving into your flesh. And when you give into your flesh, you're giving into a god. Whether it be food, whether it be money, whatever it is he told you to do and you didn't do it, that is sin. Some years ago, I was eating an ice cream cone. Food was my God. And he said, put it down. And I quick ate it. That is rebellion. That was so evil. And a couple minutes later, I had a vision of me standing in hell with an ice cream cone in my hand saying, this is my God. I said, please give me another chance. And then I had other things come up. something recently, and he gave me that same picture. If something is before him, you are not that bride without spot or wrinkle. If something is before him, you are sinning, and you have to choose. If you want to move out, if you want to leave here and move in with him, you got to choose your sin or him. Whether it be an ice cream cone or a car, whatever it is. Whatever direction he gave you and you ignored him, that's your sin. That's your God before God. And the enemy is going around trying to find someone he can devour. We talked about that yesterday. If he finds somebody in sin, then he's your God and he's going to constantly be tormenting you. And he's going to drag your sin out from a yard to miles. He's going to make it bigger and bigger and bigger so that you just can't manage it anymore. First, he tempted Peter to ignore Jesus, say he didn't know him. And then Peter said it three times. And Jesus even told him it was going to happen. And afterwards, then he tormented him for it. And Jesus is telling us ahead of time that we're being tempted, we're sinning. And if we're not careful, we aren't going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We need to be on our knees every day and asking him to correct us, to show us our sin. What sin, what thing is in the way, Jesus, of my eternal life with you? Show me. I want to know. I want it fixed. And then he will help you also to do that. He's going to help you fix it. I just feel him prompting me to tell you. It was, I don't even know now, let's see, maybe 20 years ago. He said, give away your clothes. He said, it'll be harder for a camel to enter the eye of a needle than for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Give away your clothes. I had so many clothes. And it was an audible voice. And I didn't want to do it. It took me 3 days. But I was afraid as well. But it took me 3 days. I had dangling hangers. And I still have to be careful. I still have to be careful. I was caught in that sin again. The enemy is prowling around. He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to distract you from the will of God so that you'll miss everlasting life. Anybody can miss it. It doesn't matter who you are, Jesus said. It matters of your faith. If you believe in him, then these signs will follow you. If you believe in him, you're going to do what he was doing. Have no other gods before me. The rich man couldn't let go of his stuff. He gave up eternal life for his stuff. So, we are being brought up to a higher level of obedience because the time is near for his return. He doesn't want any of us to perish. And so take him seriously. Get rid of that sin. Don't ignore him. Say, yes, Lord. Help me, Lord. I want to live with you forever. I don't want anything in this world. Nothing's more important to me than you. You know, when he starts taking those things away from you that are in the way of you entering into the kingdom, it doesn't always feel so good. It doesn't. But just think of that very thing that you're clinging to, like it's going to do something for you. Just think of that very thing that is in the way of your relationship with Jesus, that you're hanging on to for dear life as your God. Will it cause you to walk away from him? Or will you just get rid of it? When you have the understanding of how dangerous it is, you're going to get rid of it. You're not going to try to hang on to it. But if you've been taught, and if you're thinking the lie that it's okay, it's all right, Jesus understands. He meets me where I'm at. And he does. He's going to meet you where you're at. He's going to tell you the truth. He's not going to hide the truth from you. And, you know, sometimes when we do ignore him because we don't want to let go, he gets quiet. Well, not sometimes. He does. He gets quiet. And he waits. He waits for you. But the thing is, there's going to come a time where it's too late. The Father's going to say, go. And wherever you're at that time, if you've ignored him intentionally, then he's going to say, I didn't know you. You betrayed me. You ignored me. You wanted those clothes more than you wanted me. You wanted that ice cream cone more than me. So now you get to have that forever. It's a scary thing to hang on to something. Lord, what must I do to have eternal life? Sell your stuff, give it to the poor, follow me. Do what I was doing. He looked at Jesus as if, you know, he lived on the street and he didn't have anything. But the reason Jesus was on the street is because he was doing his Father's work. Not that he couldn't have a home, but he gave up his life for us to do the Father's work, will. And he was asking the rich man to join him, and he's asking you and I. Will you lay it all down? You know, and I got to repeat this. I probably said it the last couple of videos, but it really is such a revelation. If you decide you're going to lay down your life, then there is no sin. There is no thing that the enemy can taunt you with because you already decided, no, I'm going to do what God said. As hard as it might be to let go of, at first thought, I'm going to do it. He's going to help me. And then, you know, the other thing I want to say is you are set free. He's actually helping you because that thing you're hanging on to, that you're clinging to, can't do for you what he can do for you. That thing has no compassion for you. Jesus said, you can't serve two gods. Either you're going to serve money, whatever you serve, or me. Money, stuff, has no compassion for you. It can't be there for you when you need it. Another person will change, will leave. You can't count on another person, but you can always count on Jesus. You can always count on him. So that's what I have for you. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for confronting us of our sin and making it known. Making it known that it's in the way and we have to get rid of it if we want to move in with you. Thank you for showing us the seriousness of it. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you for helping us to see clearly where we're at. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Now get rid of that sin. It's not worth losing your eternal life with Jesus over. This life here is temporary. That life is forever. Your next life is forever. Jesus has a word for us. He's saying, I'm here for you. I'm the better choice. I'm the only choice. I am the good choice. There's no other way to be happy. Let me set you free. Let me give you the desires of your heart. Those things you're hanging on to cannot. Others cannot. I am all you need. Thank you, Jesus. He is all we need. He's all we need. Thank you, Jesus. So good to us. Thank you so much for listening today. God bless you.